This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Rick Mazer, the CEO of Forum Energy Metals, joins me today on Stockbox. Now, last time we spoke, Rick, we spoke about Janice Lake and we discussed some of the results from drilling there. And you talked about this being very robust mineralized system and that you have plans to drill in June. Well, today you've released the RNS on that very subject because it is news relating to the summer drill program at Janice Lake. So I wonder, can you tell us what the plans are, Rick?
Yeah, Mark, thanks. Good talking to you again. Pretty exciting results from the winter drill program on our refuse target, which is the largest target on the property. It's about 2.8 kilometers in length. And we had some very good intercepts of high-grade copper mineralization there. So Rio Tinto is following up on that. They're going to focus their drilling on the refuse target. The plan is to drill about 10 holes just on the refuse. We're gonna focus on following up on the high grade structurally controlled mineralization that was uncovered in one of the holes, as well as the stratabound mineralization that occurs in the sandstone shale beds along strike for that full 2.8 kilometer length. Now, a lot of people have asked me why only 10 holes. Well, people have to understand that here in Canada, when we drill in the winter, when the ground is frozen, we can use essentially, we call them skidders, but it's a tractor that pulls the drill on the frozen ground. Summer. In the summer, we're using a helicopter, and at $2,000 an hour, that can get pretty pricey. So, Rio Tinto is focusing its drilling on the one target, and we'll save drilling of the other targets and extension of the other zones that have been discovered to date for next winter.
Okay, well, that sounds very prudent. Nice approach there. Now, I noticed as well in the RNS, you talk about a LIDAR survey. Now, I have heard of LIDAR before, but I wonder if you can explain how that will work.
Sure. LIDAR means light detection and ranging. Mm-hmm. And it's basically a laser. And it just fires a laser beam to the surface of the Earth. And because it's light, they can figure out the distance back to the detector, and that way you can map topography and you can discern outcrop from overburden. It sees through the trees. It sees through the forest canopy. Some of your listeners may watch some of these archaeological TV shows where they're uncovering archaeological buildings in Egypt, in the desert, or through the forest canopy in Central America, or something like that. It can see through the vegetation, the forest canopy. So what Rio Tinto wants to do is it wants to find out where the areas of outcrop are, so that as part of their mapping program, they can go directly to areas where they can see rock and prospect for more copper.
Okay, so it helps you. Does it help you build up like a 3D picture?
Yeah, you'll get. We'll get the the topography over the whole property.
Okay.
We'll be able to find out which areas are outcrop and which areas are covered with glacial overburden. Mm-hmm. And I think they, I know that they even can process the data and figure out the thickness of the glacial overburden. So we'll have an idea of where overburden is thick and thin, and that will also aid in our future drilling.
Okay. Now, the RNS also mentions that ARTEC are assembling a large team of geologists and prospectors to help increase the density of the mapping and prospecting. So you're hitting this hard then this season?
Yeah. In 2020, they put out a team of prospectors and geologists. And it's a very, I mean, your listeners have to know, this is a very large property. It's 52 kilometers in length, and it's about 10 kilometers in width. So to cover all of the ground, it takes a bit of manpower. So last year they did it on a regional scale, and also you have to understand, I tell you, Saskatchewan bush can be some of the nastiest in Canada. So it's tough slugging. It takes time to cover the ground. So this year, last year's program was very successful in mapping out the prospective rocks for more copper mineralization on the property. And they uncovered a boulder about 16 kilometers south of the current drilling area that graded 3.8% copper. So it tells us that there's more copper to be found. So those results from last year gave us a lot of encouragement. And this year, Rio Tinto's really gonna get a swarm of geologists and prospectors out there. There's about 20 in that team that will map the new prospective area that was uncovered last year, and also get to areas that we couldn't get to last year, predominantly in the north part of the property. So we're really going to increase the level of understanding of the geology, and hopefully come up with a lot more copper from our prospecting activities.
Okay. And is the plan for this program to run from now until September then? And when can the market perhaps expect to see some results coming through?
Yeah, well, I just got an email this morning from Rio Tinto. The drill started up yesterday afternoon. So, you know, labs are, I think we talked about how the labs are backed up. I'm going to say, you know, 8 to 10 weeks for the start of results coming from this drill program. So I think we're looking at early September. Certainly over the course of the summer, we'll be monitoring, and Rio Tinto will be reporting to us on a weekly basis what's going on with regards to the mapping program and the prospecting. And we'll just keep our eyes on that, and we'll get some news out to the shareholders when there's something of interest.
Okay, great. Well, Rick Mazur, the CEO of Forum Energy Metals, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews, and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.